do that by, well, first, welcome everyone who's here attending today. And I'll offer an invocation to get us started. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the blessings we enjoy of living in this beautiful valley. We thank Thee as a planning commission for the opportunity we have to serve our community, and we ask that Thou would bless us with wisdom and good insights tonight as we discuss the items before us, that we might be able to make decisions in the best interest of our community. And we ask for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand and repeat the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Item one on our agenda is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of October 8th, 2024. Any comments, discussion on the minutes?
In front of us, there's a clarification of the motion that was made.
Right.
The motion that I made.
Does that look good to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Any other comments? Would somebody like to make a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion that we approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of October 8th, 2024 as amended.
Second?
Second that.
Okay. Craig beat you. So we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thanks. And by the way, Craig, you're voting tonight. We've got one or two people, I think, regular members that aren't here. So, item number two, back to revisit last month's item. John Ace Money, representative for Pine Canyon Development, LLC, has submitted a preliminary application for a large-scale subdivision to be known as Kessley. Okay, you need to change the spelling. That's going to be confusing. Kessley Court Subdivision. The preliminary plan includes 7 lots on 4.62 acres. The property is in the R115 zone and R122 zone at approximately 800 Pine Canyon Road. Michael?
Right, I'll go through a review of the proposal, then I'll talk about the issues that have been addressed since our last meeting. Kessley Court.
Yeah, the residents are going to have a problem every time they tell somebody their address.
It's a scheme.
But I'm just saying, I know from experience that it gets frustrating to have to spell the name of your street every time you give an address. So you might rethink that. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
All right, so for a land use summary, 4.65 acres. Part of the property is in the R115 zone. The other part is in the R122. So the R115 is third acre lots and the R122 is half acre lots. The lots that are touching the R115 or partially in the R115, they meet the requirements for that zone. And so there's one lot that's completely dissected and it does meet the requirements of the zone with the greater acreage requirements. So that's how we handle that situation. Approximately 1.62 acres in R115 and 3.03 in R122. 7 lots, 2 lots in R115, 5 in R122, and 3.55 acres will be in the lots, and 1.1 acres will be dedicated to the city as part of when the plat's recorded. The access is from Pine Canyon Road. There is a public bike lane required along Pine Canyon Road. There are no sensitive lands that have been identified on the property, and the lots will connect to Midway Sanitation District's sewer line, Midway City's culinary water line, and Midway Irrigation secondary water line. So here's an aerial photograph showing the location of the property. See Pipe Canyon Road here to the west, Bergie Lane to the north. There's a closer neighborhood view. Humphrey Woods is down in this area. We've got Swiss Farms over here to the right. And Swiss Farms over here to the upper right also. closer view of its scale. Again, we've gone over some of the photos. There's been some fill deposited on site, so we've come up with a solution to address that issue. And here is a copy of our zoning map. Again, showing the R115 that runs parallel about 300 feet from Pine Canyon Road, which the original zoning map for Midway did that quite often. The commercial zones are all 300 feet off of Main Street. Same thing happened on these zones next to the main roads. So pretty typical to our original zoning map in Midway. This does not show very well, but this is a contour map on site. We do have a bit of slope, especially down through the center area here. It kind of drops off and levels out next to the LaBarge property. And here is a copy of the proposed plan, and this is a closer view. Difficult to see the lot lines with this projector, but there is a lot here in this area. Another lot here that dissects, that is dissected by the two zones, and this one does meet the requirements of the R122 zone. And we have another lot here, one here on the end, one here, another one here, and then another, the smallest lot of them, does meet the requirements of the R115 zone. And some of the adjustments that's happened is, one was we had the issue of the driveway to the north. This was a historic driveway. We do have the property owner here today. He was in our last meeting also, Tom Christensen. And we did have a chance to meet and discuss this between the developer and the neighbor and discuss some different solutions. And the solution that the developer decided to choose was to move the road farther south. Can't quite see it on here, but this is 40 feet. What the code requires is the distance between an intersection and a road is 40 feet. So they've adjusted that that road to the south. So there's a little bit of a bend now before it came in straight. Now it comes in and then straightens out. And it's basically the same as what we were looking at before, except the cul-de-sac has been pulled back. Before we had a lot in Swiss Farms that was technically double fronted, even though it was just on the corner of the lot. Now the edge of the right-of-way doesn't touch this lot in Swiss Farms, so it's not a double-fronted lot any longer. So those are two of the adjustments that have been made to the site plan that we're looking at, is adjusting the road farther to the south by 40 feet, and then also pulling the cul-de-sac back. They ended up only pulling it back, I think, about 5 feet or so. So there's a little bit of space in between now, between the lot and the right-of-way now. Another issue is the fill that has been deposited on site. So these are historic photographs. So this is 2010. In 2015, you can see all of these are piles of dirt that are being deposited on site. And you can see how that got leveled out in 2016. And more piles of dirt, not quite as many, but more of them deposited on site. And even more of them after that. So we're trying to come up with a way of determining natural grade, because height is measured from natural grade, not any fill dirt. And what we found from the geotechnical report is the company that came and did the geotechnical report was able to find native dirt in their test pits, and then they could see where the fill was. So we decided to expand that even further, because the geotechnical report had maybe 8 or 9 test pits on the property. And what we found was that fill was really on 3 of the lots, 2 of them on the southeast over here, and the third one on the very end. So we had the developer go in and do test pits really on the 4 corners of each of the building envelopes, sometimes even more than just the 4 corners, to determine where that natural grade was. And our engineering inspector, Travis Smoot, went out to inspect and make sure he agreed with the findings of those test pits. So now we have more information on what the natural grade was, and what we need to determine is how to best represent that on the plat. So maybe if you purchase any of those 3 lots, we'll have their elevation certificate based off of that information instead of what is the fill dirt. And so I think we've come up with a good solution for making sure the homes aren't any taller than 35 feet from natural. So those are the 3 items that we've really addressed since our last city council meeting. questions on any of those items.
Is there another cul-de-sac here?
There, I'm going to zoom out a little bit so you can see that. There's really a piece of property that is a little bit landlocked. With the recording of this plat, there'll be plats all the way around this. It's about a 1.1 acres. And it's actually owned by the property owner to the north here.
I thought when I drove by, I saw a new road or something coming in that way.
It's actually, yeah, it's to the south here, off of the stone.
Oh, it's down lower, okay.
Yeah, this is a piece, though, that really probably will not be developed in any
just because it's landlocked.
Yeah, I mean, it could be added to another piece of property potentially, but it's just not a way to get a road in there now without taking out a house or making some major changes to the surrounding neighborhoods.
What's the sort of typical or average depth of the fill dirt on those three lots?
It's roughly 2 feet. You get down to where lot five is in that one corner, where it drops off, there is a spot. One of the test pits was about 3 feet.
So 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so, can you go back to the plat, Michael? So, what's the story with this little sliver of land?
That's going to go with lot one.
So this lot owner is responsible for maintenance of that?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, this is continuous all the way through, so it's not dissected.
Yeah.
So it is just one lot.
Okay. And this 40 feet right there, that's from another driveway?
Yeah, so the driveway for the lot to the north, which is the Thomas driveway, is right on the boundary line. It actually straddles the access for this property and for the home to the north. Matter of fact, I have a picture of that here. You can see, and I drew in this lot line, so it's not exact.
Yeah.
See, it kind of straddles the lot line, and so the 40 feet is measured from the lot line itself to the new road.
Okay. Got it. Any other questions for anybody?
One last item that we had a chance to go before the Water Board for a recommendation regarding water rights. So based off the information that was submitted with the size of lots and 7 culinary connections, they're required to turn over 13.22 acre feet for the plats recorded for this.
Was there existing water on this property before?
There was 12 acre feet, so they're basically
just 1 point.
They're about a half a share short of water.
And the land that's being deeded to the city, that's for the road?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we do require some water rights in that area. The park strip, which is that's included in this formula.
Okay.
So we do have some possible findings for you to consider in your motion. The proposal does meet the intent of the general plan for the R115 and R122 zones. The proposal has to comply with the land use requirements for those same zones. Developer will contribute to a bikeway and will benefit members of the community. So we do plan on building some type of pedestrian, most likely bike lanes up Pine Canyon Road. We think that'll probably be our next project. And the height of the structures will be measured from natural grade, since that's been a concern of the neighbors. Proposed possible conditions: natural grade must be established and placed on the plat to determine the maximum height of future structures, so we're into that process now. And then the developer will contribute $6,825 to the trellis fund that will help build the bike lanes along the Pine Canyon Road at a future date.
Great, thanks, Michael. Any other questions, discussion?